Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lemaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Ripley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Alan Ripley. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster misplays the ball. That's an error on Lemaster. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from May and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards first. Cabell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from May and he is safe. Raines steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from May and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Carter and he is safe. North steals second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Carter and he is safe. North steals third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. North scores. One out. It's Giants, 1, Expos, 1. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops it up and throws to first, with Gullickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Parrish trying to get to second. Morgan throws to second, with LeMaster covering, who tags Parrish for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Herndon moves to third. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from May and he is safe. Raines steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Carter and he is safe. North steals second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. North moves to third. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. May moves to second. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Alan Ripley. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Morgan scores. May moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Wolford moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parrish for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez pinch hits for Bill Gullickson. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson throws the ball into Spear, who tags Evans trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from May and he is safe. Raines steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from May and he is safe. Raines steals third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines scores. One out. It's 4-2, Giants. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Dawson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Giants. Jerry White pinch runs for Ellis Valentine. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Woody Fryman now pitching. Tim Wallach now playing third base. Jerry White now playing right field. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to second. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Al Holland now pitching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Raines strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.